We're talking about Farmhouse Fixer's first episode. Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening to the podcast today. I have me a co-host, finally. So, everybody, welcome, Robin.
Hello, how are y'all?
So, as y'all know, we are covering the Farmhouse Fixer with John Knight from New Kids on the Block. And the reason why I have Robin with me is because she's a huge John girl. Right, Robin?
Yes, I am.
So, Robin, tell us a little bit about, you know, why you're a John girl and New Kids on the Block fan.
In 88, 89, I became a fan of New Kids on the Block. Please Don't Go Girl came out. It is about the time I became a fan. I was a Jordan girl, and then in 1990, Friday Night Videos came on, and they were premiering their Step by Step song and video, and from there, I just became a John girl. And the reason why this is so special to me is because we have never seen John in his own element. We only seen him in concerts and singing and all that. And this was something else.
So, yeah, that's why we're doing this. We, you know, like Robin said, we're so excited for John to have something, you know, that's his own. Because we've seen, you know, Donnie and Joe and Jordan and all of them do their day jobs. Like Donnie is in Blue Bloods and Joe, Jordan, and Danny. They do their solo careers. So this is the first time we're seeing John do something by himself.
And we were excited about it. And believe me, I asked my sister every time, is it Wednesday yet? Is it Wednesday yet? Is it Wednesday?
Yeah. Yeah, and I was constantly having to tell her, no, it's not Wednesday yet, Robin. It's not Wednesday yet. So anyway, so that's why we're excited for this show. So let's just go ahead and get into the, you know, talking about the actual episode. And I have the synopsis written down. It says, John Knight must make a 280-year-old farmhouse feasible for modern living. So this episode, it starts out, it shows John, he's petting his chicken Stella, and she bites him. And then he goes into the opening, and he's talking about, you know, how people may know him from his New Kids life, but they may not know him from his renovation life. And I really appreciate the detail that John puts into, you know, building these houses and putting his heart into it, you know, the history that he actually goes and looks up the history and stuff for, you know, when he's renovating these houses. And I really like his attention to detail and all of that.
Like when he found the picture in 1955.
Yeah, so like was said, we liked all the detail that John puts into this. So anyway, it starts out with John on his farm, and, you know, and he's talking about how, you know, his New Kids life, you know, that's a different life from what he's doing on the farm. And he loves to get dirty and do the things. And this kind of surprises me about John. Not really, because I, you know, I feel like he would do stuff like this, but it kind of, you know, he's a star, and, you know, him actually getting down and doing it, that's kind of, you know, it's cool about John. That's you know, that's something cool about him, right?
Yeah. The whole group is like that. I mean, I know this isn't a New Kids podcast, but they seem to just do stuff themselves.
Yeah, they get their hands dirty. They do work. You know, they, like Donnie, you know, he's constantly
working.
Everything he, you know, Blue Bloods, Very Scary People, you know. And Danny's the same way. You see him, he's got his little YouTube channel going on right now, and he's, you know,
I think he said he's also writing music.
He's writing music. Probably Jordan, he owns a restaurant, you know, and Joe, I don't even know what Joe's doing. Does anybody really know what that poor dude is doing?
I know he's doing a lot of Instagrams with Griffin.
Yeah, helping his son promote his, because Griffin's got a new show on Netflix, right?
Yes.
So, but yeah, anyway, so, but this is about John, and like we said, they're all this way. So John, you know, he's on his farm, and in the episode, he's fixing to go and meet up with Christina, yeah, that's her name. And they're fixing to go to this house. It's a farmhouse that it's owned by the Beals.
Yeah, Beals in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
I forgot the name of the town.
I think it's called Hollis. The name of the town is Hollis. So yeah, he goes over there and they look at the house and stuff. And this house, it's a really beautiful house. It's got a side porch on the side there. But when they go in, you can tell that there's some foundation problems on it. And so we got to rewind, though, because before that, he jumps into his truck.
That I really want. GMC Sierra.
Because it's a beautiful truck.
It's a beautiful truck.
That's all she talks about. I mean, every time we watch the show, she's like, pay attention to the truck. You know, make sure we can tell what the truck is. So, but anyway, go back to the episode. Like I said, they were in the house, and John does this marble test, you know.
The marble test to see how unbalanced the house is.
Right, and it's sloping bad.
It slopes bad, because one of the doors, they shut it, and it's slanted, and you can stick your hand in the top of it.
Right. So, anyway, so they talk to the owners about what they're all going to do to the place, you know, and they talk about the financial part of it and stuff, and then and how long it's going to take them to do it and stuff. And so when the homeowners leave, John starts getting really busy, and he gets down in it. He starts lifting the foundation.
He lifts the porch up top thing to see if where the foundation is, where they rebuilt the kitchen and the bathroom and all that.
Yeah.
On the thing.
Because he wants to see how, you know, what kind of rot and what damage is done. And they make a very bad discovery that, you know, the whole foundation is just, it's totally blown. So they have to, you know, totally demolish that side of the house. He goes underneath the basement, though, and what does he find there?
He finds a whale.
That's really cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So, but anyway,
but unfortunately, they don't get to keep it.
They don't need it because, you know.
It's 2021.
Right. So, anyway, so they bring in the construction people, and they are, they have to tear down that side of the house, that part of the house. He has to call, and he actually looks like he's stressed out about having to call the homeowners
I think he's fixing to have an anxiety attack, but I could be wrong.
Right, because, you know, you can tell he doesn't want to have to, you know, raise the budget on you know, because it's already going to be quite a bit of money.
Yeah, and he has to make it go up to 50,000 to 70,000 more dollars.
Yeah, so. Anyway, so they get to the construction on that, and so like we said at the beginning, kind of, he goes and he does some digging on the house history and stuff, and finds out about all the people that used to live there. Mm-hmm.
And
so how one of the previous owners used to be a dairy farmer, and
one of the farmhouse owners had sons, and they marched on the Lexington
and fought in the Revolution War. Yeah, so but that's just, you know, John, he really goes out and finds the history to all of these houses, and he does this throughout this whole series, you know, with all the houses that he works on. So, he brings in the homeowners to look at design schemes, then they go to this barn where one of the old
owners helped build it.
Yeah, they help build this barn, a section of it anyway, and they pick out cabinets,
tile for the floor.
I think the countertops, and everything, and it was so beautiful. So they go in there and they start decorating that all up. And when they tore down the barn, they actually used like some of the old
beams.
They repurposed that wood, and I love that because you know I'm so glad that they repurposed you know the history. To keep the history in the house. So, since one of the previous owners was a dairy farm worker, they put bells on that.
Cowbells on the stairway.
Uh-huh. And so, now, this stairwell, I don't know. It took a while for this thing to grow. It's grown on me, but John had to go and play
a show
with new kids. Yeah, and he wasn't there when they were repainting and refinishing this stairway, and Christina made the decision to paint it all one solid color. And me personally, I don't understand why that wood finish couldn't have been finished with a deeper stain.
Could have had a stain.
Yeah. And, you know, it bothered me for a little while. But, you know, after I've watched this episode, I've watched it like 3 times.
I have.
And it grew on me. So, but anyway, he comes back and he sees it. And John likes it, too. So, it grows on him, too. And, you know, it's not my house. You know, the owners, they were satisfied with it. So, but... So they rebranded they branded the beams. On the ceilings.
That was John's idea. How he put all the previous owners' names plus the bell's name.
Yeah.
And it was branded. Although I think they should have been a little bit bigger. The letters of the brand. Should have been bigger.
Yeah, they probably should have been. But him and Scott, we need to talk about Scott a little bit. He's his contractor. He's been working with him for what, 15 years?
25.
25 years? See, this is, Robin's my new kids expert, you know. If there's something I don't know, I'm always calling her and asking her, like, what's their birthdays and what's their, you know, things like that. I know when their birthday is. She's giving me this look, but I do. I do, too.
No, you don't.
November 29th is John's. December 31st is Joe's. Okay, maybe I don't know. Danny's is May 16th? No, May 14th. Yes. Jordan's is May 16th. No. Jordan is May 17th?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, and...
When is Donnie's?
Donnie's is August 13th?
Mm-mm. Nope.
20th?
No.
18th?
Nope.
17th?
Yes.
She
don't know.
I got it.
She
I got it,
know.
Y'all. No, I got it, y'all. I got it. I got it. It's 17th. Anyway, okay, so back to the show. So Scott and John, they start building a chicken coop, and they have this wallpaper.
With the framed chickens with the teal background. It's pretty.
Yeah, and they pick the paint color.
Teal.
It was teal, and it was a really pretty color. It was the color... The homeowner actually liked that color, but he didn't
They didn't put that in the house.
Right. They didn't get to put it in the house, so... But it made it to the chicken coop. And the reason why John wanted to build a chicken coop is because her
kids were giving her 2 little chicks.
Yeah. So the big reveal, they came and they saw the house, and they loved it. They stood outside and saw the... changes that were made to the to the front yard and to the how it looked with the new add-ons and everything.
Yes, because I remember at the first of it, the guy said he wants to get on his swing or porch or whatever and just be able to just look out.
Right, he wanted to have some rocking chairs or something out there. So they made that look gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then they go inside the house, and the homeowners, like I said earlier, they loved it, everything, including that staircase.
Yes.
And they were excited about seeing the names on the beams that John did. And
yes.
And all of the repurposed wood on the island and the... And yes. the counters and stuff. And then that big, that giant sink. We didn't even talk about that giant sink.
That giant sink.
John actually had to help carry that into the house. So, you know, that's...
It kind of was on my kitchen sink.
Right.
It does. I thought that was pretty neat. I think it's a little smaller. But it. Yeah. I have an old house. Yeah. I think my house is built in 1942.
Yeah. So, yeah, they carried that sink into the bathroom. But anyway, you know, the homeowners, they came in there and they saw it and they loved everything.
They loved it.
And then her kids showed up and they gave them the little chicks and showed her the chicken coop and stuff. So, yeah, that was the end of the episode. The homeowners were talking about that guy. Was talking about how, you know, what John had said, they're not the owners of the house, they're just stewards of the house. And he was just really pleased with everything that John did, and because John puts his heart and soul into it. I mean, that's why we love this show, because he
and we get to see a different side of John.
Right.
And I think that's what made me very happy, is because, you know, I think we said this at the first of the episode, we have never seen John do stuff like this.
Right.
And it's just so awesome that he does this.
Right.
I hope we get a season 2.
Me too. Me too. That's, we got to hashtag that. We got to get on HGTV. We got to make sure everybody hears that and knows that. And so, yeah, that's something that needs to be... I think if the blockheads rally together, it'll happen. It'll definitely happen. And the probably with the ratings, it's probably already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's gonna, do you have anything else to add?
I just want his truck.
Right. His truck is amazing. My husband drives a Silverado.
Yeah.
He used to drive a GMC. I think it was a Sierra. So yeah, that's gonna wrap up this episode. So y'all keep having fun.
I'll be seeing y'all. Y'all have fun. And thanks for listening.